I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Hale, sit down with a good buddy and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choice. And today, it's my good friend, it's Jackson Bailey. Yay!
Yay! Woohoo!
Hey Jackson, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I'm so excited for this episode.
Now, we should point out to listeners worldwide, Melbourne has just currently been announced into another week of lockdown.
Yeah.
So practically. We're recording this on June 2nd, Wednesday, 1 o'clock. So we've just had a press conference, another week of lockdown.
That's what we've just learned.
But,
you know,
as podcasters, we're like, okay, we can still do our
we
trade.
Can Yeah, exactly. Unaffected.
Yeah. Now, I'm very happy about this one because not often do I get people hitting me up going, hey, can I be a guest and this is what I want to talk about?
Yeah.
So I'm always happy when that is. And now, tell the people, Jackson, what it is that you want to talk about today.
I consider myself sort of a milk expert.
Real milk boy.
I'm a real milk maniac, me. And for a lot of my childhood, when we'd say stop at a service station on the way somewhere or like, you know, maybe on the way home from school, mum would be like, oh, you can go in and get a special or whatever, get ice cream.
Yeah.
And I always be like, no, I want like a chocolate milk. And she was always like, that's not a special. I don't get an ice cream. And I was like, no. For me, it is special. For me, this is exactly what I want. And so from that, I've become sort of, I consider myself, a bit of an expert in the realm of flavored milk.
Yep.
It's one of the things about Australia, actually, that I take a lot of pride in, is that I think we're one of the countries, the only countries in the world that really put a lot of effort into making interesting flavored milk. No other country does it.
Now,
I
was put off milk. I love milk as a kid. I was
put off milk?
I was put off milk, flavored milk, because I was told that the milk they use is like the scrap milk that they don't want to use in the just your standard milk. And I was, and the way I was told, it was almost like it was like just they sweep it off the floor, shovel it into a carton, and that's how they make the flavored milk. They don't
just
use
the
Primo
milk.
Scrap
milk is so funny. Like, as in somehow there's some of the milk's not good. Like, it's all milk. It's all the, it's all the same milk.
So,
that's fair.
What I've done is I've done, so we're talking milk flavors, okay?
Yeah, yes, specifically
now,
flavored milk.
I've branched out thinking, you know what? If you add something else to milk, that's the milk flavor. Now,
for sure.
Now, I've also technically, I'm not talking about adding milk to coffee, adding milk to tea. That is, no, it's got to be, milk has got to be the signature ingredient.
It's the foundation upon which you build a house of flavor.
Yes.
That's what milk is.
So
100%.
That is what I'm going with, okay? So I'm going to start off so you get to you get to close, you get to headline this. So
I'm excited.
My number 5. Now this, look, already I'm looking at this list going, this might be controversial, but I am putting a soy chai latte. That is So soy milk is the majority of that.
Yeah. That's fair. That counts.
Then you've got the chai. But you actually remove the chai. Like you drain the milk through
that's
it.
That's true.
Add a bit of honey, bit of cinnamon. It's a nice it's actually the only soy drink I enjoy.
I'm not a fan
of soy milk. People have tried for years to like make me soy lattes with my coffee and I'm like, it doesn't taste the same.
Good.
I'm not enjoying this. Give me that
for sure.
Give me that cow.
Give me that good milk. That's what you want. No, but a soy chai, that's a great choice. It's warming. It's a great mix of flavors as well. The honey, the cinnamon, the chai. It's like, there's actually no other milk-based drink quite like it, is there, really?
It's, because my wife is a big, she loves it, because she doesn't drink coffee.
Sure.
So if we go out for a drink, because we have this thing, and I totally agree, coffee is better out, tea is better at home.
Yes, oh, 100%.
If you go out and order tea in a cafe, it's like, this is not going to be good. I'm doing most of the work. They just pretty much give them the teapot.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't.
You could bring one from home, ask for some hot water, yeah, and you'd get a better tea out, yeah, of it, for sure.
But a soy chai is always, mm, oh, that's good. And so she got me onto it, going, no, I think you would like this, Josh. I think you would like, yeah, it's sweet. It's not like that soy flavor. Like it hides, mm, hides it enough. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
What I like as well about a soy chai latte is that often there's a bit of ceremony to it.
Oh, yeah.
So you get the teapot, you get the strainer, you get a little tub of honey or whatever.
And
little tub of
the honey wand.
The honey wand! Oh, the honey wand! Yes!
I don't know what they're actually called, but I'm sure everyone knows exactly what I'm talking about. That bit of wood with a fat bottom on it, which has the rings on it. Like,
name one other food that comes with a wand. Yes. That's it. That's the only wanded food. That's, oh yeah, I forgot about the honey wand.
Yeah.
This has made me desperately want a soy chai latte. So much. Sit in the sun somewhere, oh, and you know, out the front of a little cafe, and that with a, I don't know, like a couple of slices of toast or whatever. Yeah, hot damn. That's a great choice.
All right. That
and
was my number five. Yeah,
that's
number five. We're already getting better than here. Okay.
Only growing. Well, okay, so my number five, and I've ranked these on taste and flavor, yeah, but also I think on history and vibe would be my other categories.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Strawberry. It's basic. It's maybe a little boring, but it is, I think, and specifically a strawberry Big M, because I think it is kind of like the iconic flavored milk.
Yeah.
Is a strawberry Big M. If you're going on a road trip with friends and you stop for a sausage roll or a pie, you're probably not going to go chocolate, because you can get chocolate milk anywhere.
Yeah.
You're going to go for a strawberry Big M. It's going to feel nice and cool when you take it out of the freezer or out of the fridge at the 7-Eleven. You get in the back of the car or you get in the front of the car and you suck it down. The taste of strawberry Big M and sausage roll is an unparalleled combination of flavors.
It's also,
it's out of this world.
Visually, it's a very good looking pink.
Oh, true. It, yes, yes.
Like, because, you know, if we're being honest, strawberries are red fruit.
Yeah, they're not pink at all.
You don't want to eat a red, you don't want to have a red drink.
No,
unless it's
no,
raspberries.
Yeah.
Raspberry taken red, but you don't have raspberry milk. Strawberry milk.
No. Strawberry milk. And also, you know, weirdly, strawberry's not really, like, if you have a strawberry flavored thing, how often does it actually taste like strawberries?
I know.
Basically never.
Although.
But that's okay.
I would also say strawberries, you could, very wide ranging in their flavor as well. If you get a nice strawberry, that is amazing. But if you get a bad, you know, just a supermarket mass produced strawberry, it's just nothing. Mm. There's nothing there.
Yeah,
it's just
that's true.
Cold and wet.
Yeah, and strawberries as well. This is another thing that pisses me off about strawberries is that they seem to rot in a second.
Oh, yeah.
You take from buying them at the supermarket to getting them home, they'll all be off. There'll be one good strawberry left.
Now, I've said this on the podcast before. I'm not a fan of strawberry flavored ice cream. Like,
me neither.
When we would buy the Neapolitan ice cream in our house, chocolate and vanilla would go first, straight away, and you'd almost have like just a pillar of strawberry in the.
Yeah.
It was almost like we cut it with a knife and went, that's someone else. That's dad and mum are going to have that, but us boys are just going to have the chocolate and the vanilla.
I recently purchased, because it caught my eye and most advertising works on me, a drinking chocolate that was Neapolitan flavored.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I drank it and I was like, strawberry is part of this. And that sucks because chocolate and vanilla, they go quite well together. But you add the strawberry and that's all you're tasting. Which sounds like I'm being quite negative to the flavor of strawberry. But I still think strawberry Big M's are, you know, they're a supreme milk, I guess you could say. They're still one of the top five.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.